Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Once more, he was at the temple. Some 21 or so years before, near this place, our Lord said to his parents, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I had to be about my Father's business?" Now, near that same place, as John records it, he was there again. Many things had transpired in those 21 years, most especially in the last three. He changed water into wine, healed the lame, cured, restored lepers, fed thousands upon thousands, stopped the hemorrhaging, calmed the storm, walked on water, raised the dead, and most recently restored the sight, or gave the sight, to a man born blind. He had done almighty works, works of the one who was truly Son of God. There at the temple, it had all started 21 years before. His years of teaching, the goodness of God, his grace, his mercy, his righteousness, his peace, and his forgiveness that would be available for all, was there for all to hear. But there he was, God in the flesh, making it all possible. Yet the religious establishment charges him with blasphemy merely because he claimed to be who he was, God's son. But no one said much about it before when he said, "Did you not know that I had to be about my Father's business?" All he said now is, "I and the Father are one." But that surely got their blood boiling, and they gathered rocks, and they were about to stone him. But Jesus replies to their charge, "If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Believe the works. Jesus was there for the purposes of the Father. Many believed, many did not. But thanks be to God for those who did not reject God's gracious gift in his Son. He was there to be rejected. He plainly taught his disciples that the Son of Man must suffer many things, be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. He was there to be stricken, smitten, afflicted for you and for me, that he might become the ultimate work of God, the sacrifice for our sin. There, not far from that place, in not many more days, he would willingly go to the cross, to the sacrifice, and then a few days later, he would guarantee life eternal for us all. Today is a special day for us. Today we rejoice because Jesus has seen fit to continue his work in his Father's house, to again and again perform an awesome task, but this time through his under-shepherds. In a few days, Joshua, you will get to do an awesome thing. It is something that you've been waiting patiently to become, an under-shepherd who is used as part of God's plan of salvation. Yes, he will use you, and hopefully you won't be stoned by those who will reject his word, but you and all faithful pastors will face opposition as Jesus did, For he said to us that we ought to take up our crosses and follow. But you will always have that most awesome work of Christ to do, to regularly raise up your hands and say, upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What a privilege it is to proclaim the crucified and risen Christ to his people, to be an instrument of the delivery of God's gifts to his people. There is joy in the service of our Lord, for he has done the works for us. Look forward to it, Joshua. Look forward to it, my friends. I can't adequately describe to you what it means to be used by our God as part of his plan. Just wait a bit, and hopefully not as long as Josh has waited, and God our Father will use you too. I pray that your trials all may be brief, but always know that Christ has gone on before us, doing the deeds of him who the Father consecrated and sent into the world to be our Redeemer, that cleansed before the throne we stand, delivered through the work of the Father that the Son did for us, to us, and now through us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.